I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today we're going to hear from an independent musician who seeks advice on skipping out on Spotify. They like Spotify as a listener, but in terms of being a recording artist, royalties for most artists are dismal on streaming services like Spotify, or at least, you know, that's a big debate, but let's focus on the topic at hand here. Is corporate licensing for background music a better option? Okay. Is it better than trying to achieve lots of streams on a platform like Spotify? And the short version is yes, at least on a direct comparative basis. And what I mean is that if you can get your music licensed with the right agency, and if a business chooses to use it and then actually does use it frequently as store background music or hold music when you call, you know, and you're waiting on hold for an hour, then you'll definitely make a lot more money than you would for the same number of people listening on Spotify. However, those are a lot of conditions that need to be met, okay? So I don't want to suggest it's easy. Let's look at some more details in this episode, coming up after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, Chris, this is Blake, and I just recently found your show through Spotify. Speaking of which, I'm an independent musician, and I've been learning about uploading my songs to Spotify and other platforms. So far, I've got 5 of them up, and while it's cool to see them there, no one is listening, so I'm not earning any royalties. To make money on Spotify, you need a lot of streams, and I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon. However, I do have another idea, which is store background music. You know, some grocery stores or home improvement stores, really any kind of retail locations, have music that plays overhead. Sometimes it's top 40 tunes, but often it's instrumental tracks or other music they have somehow licensed. I feel like this is a much more lucrative opportunity than Spotify for me, and my music's perfect for playing overhead while shoppers browse the aisles. So how can I get my big break? Thanks for any help you can give me.
All right, great idea. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being out there. And we've had at least one story about this somewhere in the archives. You can always search, you know, more than 1,800 episodes completely free, sidehustleschool.com. You can search for a tag. You can search for a word that's been used in the title. So you can often find, you know, some example of what you might be wondering about. And in this case, like, it's absolutely true that licensing your music commercially, having it played in stores or as corporate hold music can end up paying more than the average Spotify stream. But as I said earlier, like, it's not necessarily easy to enter that market, you know. With Spotify, you can just go through a registration process and upload your music. Pretty simple. The main thing there is, like, how are you going to attract listeners and fans? For the store background music idea, you typically need to work with an agency that specializes in that. So do some searching. I looked around a little bit. One option is harryfox.com, formerly known as Rumblefish, but there are also many others. And so some of them have a submission process on their site. For others, you might need to poke around a little bit, maybe email someone or reach out on LinkedIn. And of course, be aware that some music is naturally, you know, a much better fit for this kind of usage. Like if you have a punk band, it might not get a lot of interest from grocery stores. Although it might, right? Anything is possible. A punk grocery store. Also, a podcast recommendation. I just heard this story recently that was so cool, just really interesting. It's about Cisco's hold music, which has been listened to millions and millions of times. That would be the company Cisco. The podcast is on This American Life. If you search This American Life Stuck in the Middle, or even This American Life Cisco Hold Music, you're going to hear that story that I heard the other day while I was running. So as I said, that's been listened to millions and millions of times, though unfortunately in that particular case, the musician didn't receive royalties. So hopefully for our caller, they're also going to be listened to millions of times and get paid. That's the goal. All right, that's it for today. Listeners, if you have a question, something you're wondering about, an idea you have, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. New episode every single day. Do subscribe, stream, come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.